Hi, this is Rabbi Jim Egolf. Thank you so much for joining me this week. We've been a little delayed because finally got a vacation and have been out and visiting all sorts of interesting places in Florida and just having a wonderful time. Though we got to this particular Torah portion this past week, I want to talk a little bit about Shemot. Shemot in Hebrew comes from the word shem, which literally means names. And according to one Midrashic tractate, Mechilta Derabba Ishmael, they always point to this particular moment in our Torah portion as one of those times when the faithfulness of the Israelites was displayed. Because at the end of the book of Genesis, it gives us all of the names of those who went down into Egypt. And then, at the beginning of Exodus, it gives us the names, Ela Shemot B'nai Yisrael. These are the names of the children of Israel. It gives us all the names of those who were in Egypt at the beginning of our story of redemption. I discuss names because this past week we were assaulted and had to really contend with some difficulties with regards to names. Names like Bhutto, the now late former Prime Minister of Pakistan, who was assassinated. Interesting, her name is carrying on, and her name is lending credence, not to her election campaign because of the circumstance, but to her son and to her widow or her husband, who are now carrying her name forward and attempting, as best they can, to make sure that her legacy and the things that she saw in a democratic Pakistan don't die because she was killed, but to continue to live on through the use of her name. Also this past week, we had an interesting moment in Malaysia, of all places. It was reported in the BBC that there was a law passed that said that only Muslims could use the word, or the name, I should say, Allah. And I looked at that and I did a little bit of a double take and I thought to myself, gosh, you know, they need to protect the name Allah. And I began to kind of get into this, you know, gosh, how, and then all of a sudden it kind of dawned on me, you know what? Jewishly, we don't have this problem. But we don't have this problem for a very specific reason, in the sense that we don't actually say God's name. In fact, there's only one person who was ever supposed to say God's name, and that was the high priest on the day of Yom Kippur at the temple in Jerusalem. And so before I got too much into this, gosh, how could you possibly pass such a law, I thought, well, my goodness, Jewishly, you know what, we actually sidestepped this whole issue. We just simply said, hey, we're not going to say the name. We're going to make it unpronounceable. We're going to allow it to be forgotten over the course of time so that today we use the word Adonai, or some people like to say Hashem, which literally means the name, referring to Yud Hey Vav Hey, which is how the name of God was spelled. As we go into this spring and come out of the darkness of our winter and the darkness that kind of tells us of the time of Hanukkah, I think we all have to remember our names. Names that define us, names that mean something to us. And the notion that, going back to the late Prime Minister of Pakistan, people can be killed, but names live on. And the things and the values that they stood for continue to inspire people after their deaths. I hope that as you go into this spring, you take a little time to think about your name. Who were you named after? What values were you supposed to carry forward? And of course, the big task for all of us in the present, which is, what values will we live for in our world today that will allow our names to be spoken one day with love and affection and integrity, so that we symbolize to others those values that we lived for during our lives. I wish all of you a Shavua Tov. Thank you so much for joining me. Shalom. music you hear on this podcast can be ordered either by a download 24/7 or CD from the good folks at magnatune.com